Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
I have Lindsay Larigo. So we just got done with the State of the County address here. A lot to unpack from it, but maybe just highlighting some of the key points that maybe sparked your interest.
I think the biggest thing is that we're seeing a lot of spending from the county executive. We have a lot of programs rolling out that we don't know how much they're going to cost. I don't know that his priorities necessarily match the priorities of Erie County residents. He's talking about creating apps for children's mental health when we have roads that are crumbling. So I think there's a lot of things that should be considered. I wish that his priorities align more with the people in my district that want to see jobs. They want to see the cost of living go down. We're seeing discussions about affordable housing. And what he's not talking about is that those cost about $500,000 a unit to develop. We need to address the underlying causes of homelessness instead of just throwing money at problems. And a lot of what I heard today is that government is the answer to the problems of our residents, and I don't agree with that at all.
Now, from what I've seen, it seemed to be a lot of spending. There really wasn't any type of actually plan to build up any type of revenue. I mean, do you feel the same way from that?
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, last year we had a county executive who was talking about how Erie County was facing a different financial reality than we have in the past. We are not seeing surpluses of the hundreds of millions of dollars that we have in the past several years. We're seeing surpluses in $20 million, which is still telling us that we're overtaxing Erie County residents. Instead of looking at how to spend money, we need to look at how we can make life in Erie County more affordable and how we can make it more attractive for private companies to come and be here in Erie County. We saw in the county executive's proposal, Rosina Foods staying in my district in West Seneca, growing and expanding. That has little to do with the county executive and has a lot to do with good policies at the town level and investment in our community. So we do need to see a better way to limit county government. You know, the reality is, too, in the past 14 years that we've had the county executive, our budget has doubled. We have a $2 billion budget. Spending money isn't always the answer. We need to figure out how we can reduce the size of government instead of continuing to grow it.
You know, talking about spending money, he's also talking about establishing the Willowdale Park at the former Westwood Golf Course. What are your thoughts on that?
Look, I've said this before. I think that the county executive is bailing out a terrible political choice by the town of Amherst that is financially in trouble. He's coming in and swooping in and saving an $8 million mistake to make sure that his buddies in Amherst town government get reelected. I think it's a great deal for the town of Amherst that has always wanted something done with this park. It's a terrible deal for Erie County residents that are getting 100 more acres added to their tax bill that now you're going to have the county taken care of. If Amherst kept the entire park, you would have minimum wage jobs, high schoolers going in there in the summer and mowing the lawn, maintaining it. What you'll see from the county is you'll see an $80,000 job there to take care of the greens. You'll see, I mean, the amount of jobs that he's proposing in a resolution that's coming in front of us in just a couple days, it's over 20 new jobs to the Parks Department. That's at least $3 million that he's adding on the backs of Erie County taxpayers that are just reoccurring costs. It's irresponsible. We need to look at limiting government and limiting spending so that we can encourage people to stay in Erie County.
And then just wrap it up, anything else you'd like to add that maybe I didn't ask?
you know, the county executive today spent a lot of time talking about the federal government and fear-mongering. You know, he didn't point to things that were actually happening. He actually talked about, you know, like I said, a lot of places growing their presence in Erie County, growing their impact on the local economy. And then he said that it's President Trump's fault that we're going to be facing issues that don't exist yet. And if Mark Poloncarz wants to run for federal office, he's been passed by his own party several times. Go run for federal office and let somebody be Erie County executive that's going to focus on Erie County. I was really disappointed to see that the county executive spent a lot of the state of the county talking about national politics. I wanted to hear solutions for county problems. I wanted to hear solutions for county budget issues. Instead, we heard a lot about his opinions on the federal government, and I don't think that's appropriate from our county executive.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.